With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Unbelievable devastation in North Carolina. Authorities trying desperately to get food, water, and other supplies to flood-stricken areas that still lack power and a number of basic needs. Massive rains brought by Helene, leaving thousands stranded or homeless. Highlands, North Carolina Mayor Pat Taylor.
We are struggling to get power restored to the town of Highlands. We experienced 21 inches of rain and super high winds that not only knocked our power pole lines down, it splintered and destroyed a number of our utility poles.
The death toll from the storm in the southeast, at least 132 people now, but those numbers are expected to climb. And more bad news. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Kirk has formed in the Atlantic and will likely become a very powerful hurricane later this week. Also, at srnnews.com, more now on the tragedy affecting tens of thousands of Americans. President Biden says the damage is stunning.
The president was briefed again on Sunday evening about the impact of the devastating storm on an enormous swath of the southeast. Among the tragic stories is the North Carolina county that includes the city of Asheville, where at least 30 people were killed. Mr. Biden says he hopes to visit Hurricane Helene-impacted areas this week.
And the White House now says that Biden will take an aerial tour of the devastation on Wednesday. Democratic Oregon Senator Ron Wyden introducing the Judicial Modernization and Transparency Act. It would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 15 over the next 12 years. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can be defined as a church. Liberals expressing outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associates of churches as special protections. This is SRN News. More than 90,000 residents in a county east of Atlanta were told to shelter in place one day after a chemical plant fire sent a huge plume of dark smoke high into the sky and could be seen for miles. Haze and a chemical smell spread over Atlanta.
We're asking folks to shelter in place and close your windows and doors, because should there be a shift in wind, then this can change directions.
Chief Marion McDaniel, Rockdale County Fire Department Chief. In the meantime, Sharon Webb is Director of the Rockdale County Emergency Management Agency.
They are chemicals, and how they react, you don't know. And so when this plume starts out, it could become, you know, very, very dangerous, toxic. So until we get those readings from EPA and EPD, we don't know exactly what the plume consists of.
That audio courtesy of WSB. There have been no reports of any injuries. More details at srnnews.com.